Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
We will we'll get back to your Tiger feedback, your Lions calls, unscripted, the Connor Stallion story, all that next hour. Kang, I don't know what to make of this thing you sent me today. There's a Twitter account. Let me make sure I got this right. Midwest versus everybody.
That's right. Us versus everybody, Doug.
And they tweeted out the following: petition to add 100-mile-long bridge to connect Michigan to Wisconsin.
I'm here about building bridges, not walls, Doug. I want to connect people.
Right. Got it.
Well, I brought it up to you for a couple things. One, you know, everyone knows you and your fear of the Zewalki Bridge.
Yep.
You don't fear all bridges.
Nope.
Just that one, right?
Just that bridge.
So I brought it up because, first of all, this is local. Michigan, Wisconsin, we're neighboring states. You know, right now, we have to get to Wisconsin, if you're going to drive, if you can't fly, you have to drive all the way, you know, through Indiana, Illinois, right?
I mean, you can go through the UP.
Yes. I guess, yeah, I meant the southern route.
But yeah, there's no direct route.
The direct route would be to build a bridge. Now, I don't know how serious this account is about that, but I just thought it was a funny, interesting question to bring up. Like, would you take that bridge, Doug?
Okay, so there's a few things about this.
Would anyone take that bridge?
I can't emphasize enough that I am not indeed afraid of bridges. It's one bridge. One bridge.
Would there be two bridges after this?
I was trying to figure out the longest bridge I was ever on. And my first thought was when we went to the Super Bowl in New Orleans, we were on that, it turns out it's called the Twin Span Bridge, and it goes into New Orleans. I think it's across Lake Pontchartrain, and it measures at 5-something miles. I don't remember exactly. Then I was like, I've been on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge in Maryland, or I guess is it Maryland to Virginia? That's 4.3 miles long. Then I realized it was the Confederation Bridge. It was the longest bridge I was ever on. And that was the bridge from New Brunswick to Prince Edward Island up in Canada. Would I be afraid of a 100-mile bridge across Lake Michigan? I'd have to see the bridge.
Come on, Doug. It's your typical bridge. You know what they look like.
Well, here's the thing about it is, I think given the how, I don't even know if this is possible.
Of course not. I don't either. I'm not a civil engineer.
I think about how deep Lake Michigan must be. The engineering on this thing, the amount of time, the amount of money seems virtually impossible to me.
Would you rather take a tunnel all the way across or a bridge?
Probably a bridge.
Yeah?
Yeah, I get claustrophobic in tunnels, but Like, how deep is Lake Michigan? It's got to be way too deep for them to actually build a bridge across Lake Michigan from, like, South Haven to Kenosha. But, okay, let's say that the engineering works.
Yes.
You also have to have, there's ships that go from Chicago.
Sure.
So the bridge, not the whole way, but it's going to have some pretty high spans.
Or it's got to be a drawbridge at some point.
I don't even think you can do that.
I don't know.
So I want to know where Midwest versus everybody got this petition to add 100-mile-long bridge to connect Michigan to Wisconsin. I'm not even is it 100 miles from South Haven to Kenosha?
I thought you did the research this morning.
No,
How long would it take?
Well, if it's 100 miles, it'd take about an hour and a half ish.
An hour and a half-ish.
On a bridge.
On a bridge. I couldn't do it, man.
Really?
I don't know. That's long. I'd always be thinking bad thoughts.
Like too paranoid.
Do we have enough lifeboats on this car?
Yeah, there's. Is there an area for me to pull over?
Is there a Buc-ee's on the bridge? Is there a Sheetz? I know Sheetz are opening up this week, right?
I would have to think, before you put your car on a 100-mile-long bridge, you would have to prove that you have enough gas to get across said bridge, or in my case, enough charge to get across said bridge, right? They don't need everybody running out of gas halfway across. You have to stop and show them at the toll booth. So this is filled with problems, but in theory, I would not be afraid. In theory,
you would not be like, let's say, what if it was like a bullet train across a bridge?
I'd like that better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like that way better.
45 minutes. Don't worry about gas. You're just going to be over.
I heard it was only 90 minutes from New York to Paris. By 76, we'd be A-okay, but not the case. If this is, where did they get this? What makes them think that this is even possible? How would this get paid for? Would Mexico pay for it?
You're asking real questions here, Doug. I don't need this.
You're right.
Have you ever been to a Key West? Isn't that a long bridge?
I've never been to Key West. What's a long? So, you know what I wouldn't do it in is one of those like November gales.
Oh, no way.
Like if it was bad weather, we're going through Chicago, honey. We're going through the UP. Nah, I'm not taking any bridge if there's any semblance of bad weather. Not a chance. Did you look at the responses to this?
No, are they funny?
Well, there's almost...
Usually the comment section's the best.
There are almost 2,000 responses.
Do we get enough signatures? Is this happening?
Mm-hmm. First one is, driving this route is the literal armpit of the United States. Traffic here is horrible and always under construction. In particular, it's the bottom of Lake Michigan into the state of Michigan that is bad. There is the ferry. Everybody knows about the ferry, right?
Yes. We get a lot of ticket texts about the ferry here.
Yep. Andrew responds, sure thing. So as long as you build it 100 feet long and 600 to 700 feet, 100 miles long and 600 to 700 feet depth of water, and be 155 feet above the water surface the whole way to clear boat traffic. Oh, and ensure people don't use it as a suicide tool for the whole 100 miles.
Way to ruin it with like real, you know.
Real problems.
Yeah. These are real obstacles.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess we're not getting it.
I would not think so. But if they were to build it, here's the other thing. I would not be like the first one across.
Oh, no way.
I never want to be the first to do anything. Jason and Grand Rapids are on 97.1 ticket. Hi, Jason.
Hey, great topic, Doug. We talk about this all the time in Grand Rapids.
Do you?
If you ever want to go to, oh, yeah. If you ever want to go to Milwaukee or Green Bay, going through Chicago is the absolute biggest pain. And you're fighting the traffic, the tolls, the construction, or do you spend a couple $100 to take the ferry? And there's another ferry that goes from Ludington to Manitowoc, also further north. And, you know, that's an even further drive around the bottom of the lake. But to add to your topic about the bridge, the silly one I've seen on the internet is having a roundabout in the middle of Lake Michigan that would connect Grand Rapids, Benton Harbor, Chicago, and Milwaukee.
Oh,
and you
come
just do
on.
A roundabout in the middle of the lake. So if your bridge here is there, imagine a roundabout in the middle of Lake Michigan with all the waves and ocean going on out there.
We can't handle roundabouts on normal land, let alone on a bridge.
Yeah, right.
Oh, God. So, yeah, I would imagine
hilarious.
On the west side of the state, I think right? when you like at some points on Lake Michigan, you could see across to Wisconsin. Right?
Oh, absolutely. The Indiana State Dunes, you can see 50 miles and you can see the Chicago skyline behind the sunset. And that's an awesome view. But you can get Chicago radio stations in southwest Michigan. You can, I mean, it's right there, if not for all the truck traffic around Gary and all the tolls. It's crazy.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.